If Greece manages to stay in the euro in the coming days, that does not mean problem solved. From APM in New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Midday Update. Greece, the government has drafted a new plan for budget cuts in return for a requested 3 years of new aid worth $59 billion. The prime minister's cabinet swallowed hard and gave it approval last night, but the Greek parliament would have to accept the new budget cuts. And none of this happens if European Union heads of state don't accept this proposal at their summit on Sunday. Stock market players seem to be pricing in the two sides coming to terms in early trading. The Dow Jones Industrial Average, and in fact the S&P 500 and the NASDAQ Composite, were each up more than 1%. Let's look at two of the major market stories of the week with Christopher Lowe, chief economist at FTN Financial. Morning, Chris.
Good morning, David, and what a difference a day makes.
No, I know what you're talking about, but what about this notion that Greece and the rest of Europe are about to come to terms and solve this thing?
Well, there's solving today's problem, and there's solving the bigger problem. The bigger issue, though, is that Greece's banks are still hemorrhaging cash, even with controls in place. There are a lot of other things that are going to need to be fixed, starting with economic reforms. Bottom line, David, they need growth. They desperately need growth, and they haven't had it for years.
All right. The other major market story, I think, of the week is what's been happening on the Shanghai stock market. After a really significant plunge middle of the week, the key index in Shanghai has been up now for 2 days in a row. In part, you saw this, right? A cavalcade, a cornucopia, a barrage of Chinese government measures to keep people buying and stop people from selling.
That's right. My friend now calls the Chinese equity markets the Roach Motel of stock markets because you can put your cash in, but you can't take it out. And what better way to get markets to go up?
We'll be following the longer-term consequences of the government intervention in those markets. Economist Chris Lowe from Prince Edward Island today, where he insists he is working at a conference. Chris, thank you. Now, the governor of Puerto Rico has said his territory's $72 billion in debt is, quote, not payable, and something has to give to avoid what he called a death spiral. The governor called on supporters to make Puerto Rico's debt a political issue in the mainland U.S. Republican candidate Jeb Bush says he supports a bankruptcy option and statehood for the island. And Hillary Clinton told Reuters she supports bankruptcy as well. Leon Krause, anchor and correspondent for Univision's KMEX in Los Angeles, has been reviewing Puerto Rico's options. Thanks for connecting here, Leon.
Hi, David. How are you?
I'm all right. People are leaving Puerto Rico. We had a report on this a few days ago on this program because they can't find work. Wages are low. Yet I see that some economists think that a good idea for Puerto Rico is lowering the minimum wage.
Yeah, what a terrible story. The facts are painful in Puerto Rico. When you think of that debt, imagine Detroit times four. And some economists do indeed argue that the answer should be to lower the minimum wage to make the island more competitive and help save these lower wage jobs that are going elsewhere and fueling this terrible exodus. But this seems both politically unlikely and honestly socially dangerous too. It does sound a lot like Greece.
There are disturbing parallels, you know, clearly. But, I mean, it does have a relatively well-educated population, and there have been periods where manufacturing blossomed on Puerto Rico.
Yes, absolutely. Especially, for example, big pharma. There are other success stories, but the problem here, as you said before, is lower wage jobs, and these are the people that are leaving, and it makes complete sense for them to leave. The numbers are honestly staggering. I mean, when I did some research on it, fairly soon, 2/3 of all Puerto Ricans might be leaving off the island. So, I mean, That is just, it paints the picture of like a ghost town or a ghost island in Puerto Rico. It's incredibly sad.
You're expecting default, Leon? What do you think?
The first thing one should probably point out is that the two leading candidates from both parties, Bush and Clinton, seem to agree that bankruptcy should be an option for Puerto Rico because it's either that or risk chaos. A bailout seems highly unlikely. It's not politically viable. Another option, of course, is independence. Some say that would give Puerto Rico the economic sovereignty it needs. Experts seem to agree that statehood is also an option, but wouldn't really solve the current crisis. I think there are really very few answers and no easy answers. I think default is probably the clearest option, but it's painful to even say, right?
It's even painful to articulate. All right, Leon Krause at KMEX in Los Angeles. Thank you for this.
Thank you, David. As always, a pleasure.
Levi Strauss today will report its profits and losses for last quarter. Levi's is facing a sagging market for its signature product. Denim jean sales have been dropping for years, especially among women. As Marketplace's Amy Scott reports, getting them back into jeans is part of the plan.
Levi's made its first women's jeans more than 80 years ago. Since then, we've seen bell bottoms, acid wash, skinny jeans, low rise, high rise, super pricey designer jeans. Ilsa Metchek with the California Fashion Association says women have had enough.
There's no reason for you to buy another pair of jeans. There's nothing new in the world of jean fashion.
Enter Levi's with its new collection of women's jeans. One key difference, more stretch, a lot more. Think yoga pants. Fashion historian Emma McClendon says women's jeans are notoriously hard to fit. One reason they're losing ground to what's known as athleisure wear.
Finding the right fit for women's wear is kind of the holy grail. Everyone's trying to figure it out.
Levi's is also betting on its first celebrity brand ambassador, the singer Alicia Keys. As one female retail analyst told me, God knows she'll look good in them. I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.
And legendary Broadway star Patti LuPone was on stage this week in New York playing a small-town diva when several cell phones went off in the audience. No matter. But then, down there in the second row, she notices a woman texting away, paying no attention. While staying in character, the divine Ms. LuPone swoops down off the stage and slides the phone from the woman's grasp before the lady knew what hit her. Turn off the phones, people, please. Right now? Are you kidding? At this moment? In New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.